Reports suggest a number of people were killed in the strike on a school-turned shelter at the Jabala camp. Israel hasn't confirmed. Well, here, three people have been arrested, one under the Terrorism Act, as the latest in a series of pro-Palestinian demonstrations gets underway in central London. All three were packed up at Piccadilly Circus. Our reporter Shimon Freeman-Powell is nearby at Trafalgar Square and says there is a heavy police presence.
We can see that the police have lined many of the roads around and surrounding Trafalgar Square, trying to keep this protest static and trying to avoid too many people spilling out onto the street.
In other news, two people have been arrested after a man and a woman suffered serious injuries in a suspected attack involving an XL bully dog in Nottinghamshire. It happened at a flat in Mansfield last night. A warning for heavy rain and showers remains in force across southern England, with more than 200 flood alerts across the UK. It's after Storm Ciarán battered parts of the southwest with rain, flooding and winds of up to 100 miles an hour. A yellow warning covers Dorset and Kent until midnight. Sanjay Johal from the National Flood Forum says community do need better protection.
A priority is the government needs to address and have an all-encompassing strategy that needs to think bigger and bolder, that aims for more flood sustainable futures for people suffering now and for generations to come.
Bruno Fernandes scored a stoppage time winner as Manchester United beat Fulham 1-0 in the Premier League's early kickoff. Celtic eased to a 3-0 win at 10-man Ross County in the Scottish Premiership. And at the Cricket World Cup, Ben Stokes is nearing a half century as England aimed to close and chase down 287 and beat Australia. A short time ago, the defending champions were 106-3. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for the last 3 hours with the weekend wound up. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. A very good afternoon to you.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We did have a band of cloud and rain, heavy at times, across our area earlier today, but it's turned brighter this afternoon and the sun is out at the moment here at the Brentwood Centre. A studio shower here and there, though it is windy along the coast. Maximum temperature for the rest of today, 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight, any early showers will die away. Then there will be clear spells and light winds, patchy mist and fog temporarily forming before cloudy conditions and patchy light rain spread south. Minimum temperature overnight, 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday, we'll see some cloud and patchy rain clearing away through the morning. Then mainly dry and breezy with sunny spells developing. Temperatures pretty much average. A maximum of 11 degrees Celsius is what we can expect tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I can't stand the rain. My window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, because he's not here with me. Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be? When we were together,
That's Eruption, and their 1978 version of a song originally recorded by Ann Peebles, I Can't Stand the Rain. A very good afternoon to you on this Saturday, the 4th of November 2023. It's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and for the next 3 hours, this is Phoenix Sport. A busy afternoon of football matches in the Premier League. It's been won in the FA Women's Super League, Scottish Premiership, and it's FA Cup even, first round proper day. And we have half-time and full-time reports from one of the ties. Alex Dryup is our man at Brisbane Road, reporting on Leighton Orient versus fellow League One club Carlisle United. The other ties include Colchester United of League Two, who have a tricky trip to League One side Shrewsbury Town. All the non-league action as well, including reports from New Lodge, where Jack Patmore is watching Bluey Town in the East Wing Premier League against Bognor Regis Town for us. News of this afternoon's rugby union, and congratulations to England women who won the International Women's 15 tournament, the first one earlier today. News from the Cricket World Cup, where England are currently looking to salvage something, at least from what's been a dismal World Cup campaign against Australia. Five race meetings this afternoon as well, at Wetherby, Ascot, Newmarket, Chelmsford and Ayr. The big race is currently taking place, the 3 o'clock at Wetherby, the Charlie Hall Chase. I'll have the result as soon as I've got that. In F1, the Sao Paulo Grand Prix takes place in Brazil this weekend. I'll have news of the qualifying for that. I'm going to squeeze in the sporting anniversaries, because we've not done those for a while. Plenty of great music as well. And it's live. Don't go away.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. We'll be right back.
Great new song from Duran Duran, that's Black Moonlight. So let's take a look at the football. First of all, there were some games last night. I'm going to have a look at those first of all. First of all, big game in the Championship at the King Power Stadium, where leaders Leicester City took on third place Leeds United, and Leeds' run of nine games without defeat came to an end last night when Leeds won 1-0 there. So Leicester, though, remain on top. 5 points clear of second place to Ipswich Town, who head to Birmingham City this afternoon, or have headed there, I should say. But Ipswich have two games in hand on the Foxes. Leeds in third place, having played 15, they are 6 points behind the Tractor Boys. And there was a couple of FA Cup ties last night in the first round proper, and it was something of a surprise at Oakwell, where League One Barnsley took on Horsham of the Isthmian Premier League, who play four tiers below them, and a late equaliser from Richards 9 minutes from time earned Horsham a replay. It finished Barnsley 3-3, so a great result for the non-leaguers, and Barnsley won't be relishing a trip for a replay to West Sussex, I would think. Also last night, it was a very special night for Sheppey United of the Isthmian South East, a Step 4 club formed in 1890, and last night was the first time in their 133-year history that they had ever played an FA Cup first round proper tie. They managed instead by Ernie Batten, who any long-standing Chelmsford City supporters might remember having a spell at New Little Street back in the 1980s. And it was the best possible start for Sheppey against League Two Walsall. Bessie Saldana scored a fantastic goal to put them in front after 21 minutes. And it really is a superb goal. Have a look at it if you're online. It really is superb. But Walsall fought back. Goals from James Taylor. Tom Knowles, one-time Chelmsford loanee from Cambridge United, now played for Walsall. Tierney and Isaac Hutchinson, former South End player, made it a 4-1, 3 minutes for time. So Walsall through to the next round. I'm going to go through the early matches that took place today before I concentrate on the 3 o'clock kickoffs. There was a lunchtime kickoff in the Premier League at Craven Cottage, where Fulham, who were on a high after sitting a place in the Carabao Cup semi-finals during the week with a 3-1 victory in their tie at Ipswich Town, took on Manchester United. And a poor game by all accounts. They had a goal disallowed for Scott McTominay after only 8 minutes, but it was ruled out for offside after referee John Brooks had viewed it on the pitch-side monitor. But eventually, they grabbed a late winner through Bruno Fernandes 1 minute into injury time at the end of the second half to earn all 3 points and move them up to sixth place, at least for now, and ease some of the pressure on their under-fire manager, Erik ten Hag. Scottish Premiership, there was an early kick-off, Ross County versus Celtic, and leader Celtic won pretty comfortably by 3-0. It didn't help Ross's cause that they had James Brown sent off a straight red after just 10 minutes. Second half goals from Turnbull, that was in first half, injury time actually, Palmer and Forrest added two more in the second half to give the Hoops all 3 points. And there was, or there has been, an early kickoff in the FA Cup first round proper. Northampton Town of League One versus League Two Barrow. And there's an upset on the cards there. It started at 1:30, so it's in the closing 5 minutes now. And it's coming to Northampton 1-3. And in the Women's Super League, Aston Villa faced Chelsea women, and it was an emphatic victory for Chelsea women. Top of the table, we're now 3 points clear of second place Manchester City, who do have a game in hand on them. But Chelsea women won 6-0 with goals from Millie Bright, England international Frank Kirby. They made it 2-0 by half time. Joanna Writing Canard, Ashley Lawrence, Aggie Beaver Jones, and Neem Charles compounded completed a miserable afternoon for the home side, Aston Villa, who are currently bottom of the table, having lost all five of their opening matches. So I'll take a look at the 3 o'clock kickoffs when we come back.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. So, looking rather than at non-league, at the Premier League first of all, there's 5 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon. Newcastle United take on Arsenal at St James's Park at 5:30. But the 3 o'clock kickoffs include West Ham United away to Brentford, a team they've not had a good record against since their promotion to the Premier League a few years ago. And Brentford are 1-0 up at the G-Tech Community Stadium. Neil Mopay has scored for the Bees after only 11 minutes. Also, there's been a goal in the match between Everton and Brighton Hove Albion at Goodison Park, and it's Vitaly Michalenko who has scored for Sean Dyche's side after 7 minutes there. The other games are Burnley versus Crystal Palace, Manchester City in second against Bournemouth, and bottom club Sheffield United taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers at Bramall Lane. All of those are currently goalless. There's been an equaliser at Brentford for West Ham. Kudus Mohamed has levelled for the Hammers on 90 minutes, so it's now one apiece in that game. So now we're going to take a look at the FA Cup, and I can tell you there's been a goal in our feature match at Brisbane Road already. It's Leighton Orient 1, Carlisle United 0, and Joe Pickett has given the O's the lead from the penalty spot after only 11 minutes down there. Colchester United are 1-0 up at Shrewsbury as well. Cameron McGeehan has given the Ewes the lead after 10 minutes. Colchester with Matty Etherington still in charge on an interim basis, as they've not yet made a permanent managerial appointment since the departure of Ben Garner a few weeks ago. And Etherington, someone with fond memories of the FA Cup. He played in two finals during his playing career, although he was on the losing side in both. He was in the West Ham side, lost to Liverpool in the 2006 final, and he faced Manchester City in 2011 whilst he was playing for Stoke. Looking at the other FA Cup ties, Valley Parade has been a goal. Bradford City of League 2 nil. Wycombe Wanderers of League 1 1. Killian Phillips for Wanderers after 18 minutes. Bristol Rovers of League 1 hosting Whitby Town, who put out Chelmsford City in the last round, you may recall. John Marquis gave Rovers the lead after 6 minutes, but Junior Mondale has equalised for the non-leaguer, so it's 1-1 there. There's been a goal in an all-non-league affair, Chesham United versus Maidstone United. Maidstone have gone 1-0 in front there. Incidentally, Maidstone have signed Matt Rush from National League South side Avely, and former South End United player, so he's now returned to the professional ranks. Barnet, National League High Flyers, they have got a goal ahead in their tie away to Curzon Ashton, and it's Nicky Kabamba who has given Barnet lead after 15 minutes there. Doncaster 1, Accrington 0, Mofal after 9. Eastleigh 1, Bournemouth 1 in an all-national league affair. Atangana scored after 17 for Eastleigh, and Matt Robinson scored a very quick equaliser for Bournemouth. Lincoln 1, Morecambe 0. Lars Sorensen for Lincoln after 14 minutes. Harrogate Town of League 2 have gone 1-0 up away to non-league Marine. Abraham Odoe after 6 minutes for Harrogate. Newport County 1, Oldham Athletic 0, and it's Notts County 1, Crawley Town 1, and Danilo Orsi Dodomo gave Crawley the lead in only a third minute, but 10 minutes later Dan Crowley equalised for Notts, who are going very well in League 2 at the moment. Something of local derby, I suppose. Oxford United of League 1 are hosting National League Maidenhead United, and the League 1 side have gone ahead at the Cassam Stadium after 15 minutes. Billy Bowden, the scorer. And Peterborough United of League 1 have fallen behind to Salford City of League 2, for whom Stephen Mallan scored after 5 minutes. And it's Ramsgate 0, Woking 1, Denham Lewis after 13. Reading 1, MK Dons 0, and Reading of struggling in League 1 against MK of League 2 have taken lead. Shrewsbury have equalised now against Colchester, I believe it's now 1 apiece in that one. Stevenage 1, Tranmere 0, Jordan Roberts in only the third minute for Stevenage. And it's Stockport County 1, Worksop Town 1. Stockport, Kite Wilson gave them the lead after 14 minutes, but Joe Rowley's equalised for Stockport after 21. Swindon 0, Aldershot Town 3 in another tie. And Yeovil Town, well, that's potentially a big upset, actually. Aldershot winning 3-0 at League 2 Swindon. Yeovil Town, leaders in the National League South, they're playing Gateshead of the National League. And Yeovil have gone 1-0 up. Reece Murphy, former Southend United and Chelmsford City striker, scoring for the home side after only 3 minutes. So that's all the goals in the FA Cup I have so far. I can see one more, actually. AFC Wimbledon have gone in front against Cheltenham Town. Ali Al-Hamadi after 21 minutes of that tie. Moving on to the National League South. Aveley in second place. They're taking on Western Supermare this afternoon. It's currently goalless at Parkside. Braintree Town 1, Haven and Waterlooville, the bottom side. 0 is the latest score at Cressy Road. Tunbridge Angels is where Chelmsford City have headed this afternoon. And the home side went into the lead after 8 minutes, although Swift was dismissed for them. So Tunbridge down to 10 men. It's been Premier League now, and goalless in our featured game at the moment between Billericay Town and Bognor Regis Town. We'll hear from Jack Patmore all about that at half-time. The game of the day, really, in that division is leaders Hornchurch against second-place Enfield Town. It's currently goalless at Bridge Avenue. Hashtag United are playing Hastings United 0-0 at the Len Salmon Stadium. Canvey Islands match against Chatham Town at Park Lane, and Concord Rangers trip to Kingstonian. Both of those have been postponed due to waterlogged pitches. Instead, Hastings have just scored away to Hashtag, so the tags are 1-0 down. It's been North. Meanwhile, Brentwood Town versus New Salamis, that match fell foul of the weather and has been postponed, as has Walthamstow versus Goulston and Whittam Town's match at home to bottom club Stowmarket Town. All of those are postponed. It's Basel United and Redbridge, that's currently goalless, as is Brightling Sea Regents going against Grays Athletic. Haywood Swift have travelled to Lowestoft Town this afternoon. Haybridge started the day in third place, Lowestoft in second, but it's not been a good start for Steve Tilson's side. They went 2-0 down after only 5 minutes, and that is still the case at the moment. Meanwhile, Maldon Tiptree are at home to Wroxham. That one is currently goalless. And in Southern League Division 1 Central this afternoon, Waltham Abbey going very well in third place, their way to Kidlington. Not got a score from that match at the moment. Big day in the Essex Senior League for Romford, who announced last weekend that they had arranged a move to Rookery Hill in Corringham, which you may recall is the former home of the now defunct East Thurrock United. And they're due to stage their first match there this afternoon. Hoping it's gone ahead. I will check the Essex Senior League results after the final whistle. They are hosting Ilford in their first ever match there. Good luck to them. Getting back to some more goals which have gone in. Hereford 0 Gillingham 1 in the FA Cup. Jaden Clark for the Gills after 23 minutes. Under new management, Stephen Clements, experienced coach and son of former England, late former England goalkeeper Ray Clements, has taken over at Priestfield as their new head coach. Red card in the FA Cup tie between Port Vale and Burton Albion, an All League One affair. Port Vale's Nathan Smith has been dismissed in the first half of Vale Park. That's currently goalless. Championship, it's Plymouth 0 Middlesbrough 1. Josh Coburn after 23 minutes for Borough, who have been in really good form lately. Hashtag have equalised against Hastings United in the Isthmian Premier League. Misha Jamali after 27 minutes. Full time in the FA Cup title, kicked off at 1:30. It's finished Northampton at 1, Barrow 3. So, bit of an upset there. Barrow from League 2, beating League 1. Northampton, they will go into the second round. West Ham United are now in front. They've turned things around at Brentford. They're winning 2-1. Jared Bowen after 26 minutes for the Hammers. It's now Marine 1, Harrogate 2 in the FA Cup. Marine equalised through Chris Doyle on 26. Sam Follerin replied 3 minutes later for Harrogate. Also in the FA Cup is now Yeovil 2, Gateshead 0. Scarborough Athletic 1, Forest Green 0. Potential upset there. Tranmere have equalised in their tie at Stevenage. And the Isthmian North, Maldon Tiptree have just gone in front against Wroxham. Lewis Britton, the scorer, after 31 minutes. We are a bit late for the travel, which I've yet to sort out. So in the meantime, I shall play the Clash, and this is what the Casbah are. Before I do the travel walk, I was to tell you about it in the football. Billy Mickey Town in our featured Ispian Premier League match. New Lodge have taken the lead against Bognor Regis. Addy Aziz after 35 minutes. Chelmsford City have equalised as Humbridge Angels. Luke Jenkins for the Clamers on 33. It's now Dorking Wanderers 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 2. Iniesta Young has scored for the Daggers on 33 minutes. And in the FA Cup, Cambridge United 1, Bracknell Town nil, and in the Premier League, Manchester City have broken their duck against Bournemouth at the Etihad. Jeremy Doku after half an hour, and they've just scored again. Bernardo Silva on 33, so it's now Manchester City 2, Bournemouth nil. The time is 24 minutes to 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Apologies for the delay with this, so much going on. First off, taking a look at the roads across our area. Brentwood, and I did notice this on my way here this afternoon, there was some slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, and also Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billericay is busy northbound on High Street from South End Road up to the junction for Norsey Road. A few other issues further afield as well. M11 northbound at junction 6 for the M25. Slow moving traffic currently due to an accident. One lane is closed there. Northfield has slow moving traffic on Canes Lane, the A414 between Wardy Lane and the roundabout at junction 7 of the M11 at the Hastingwood interchange. West Thurrock, down by the Lakeside Shopping Centre, it's slow westbound on the West Thurrock Arterial Way. That's the A1306, A1306 even, heading into Lakeside. Harlow has slow moving traffic northbound on Howard's Way and some slow moving traffic on the A414 eastbound as well. Thundersley's busy on Rainy Road northbound between Orsies Road and the A127. Rayleigh is slow on Crown Hill going towards the High Street. Epping is slow on the High Street from Stonards Hill to Station Road. Chafford 100 is slow on Fenner Road from Burley Road up to the A126 roundabout. The usual hotspots in Chelmsford on a Saturday afternoon. The Army and Navy roundabout approaches Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road and Baddow Bypass, and also partway eastbound. They are currently busy, and Rectory Lane is busy eastbound and southbound on New Street from Parkway to Victoria Road. You might hit some traffic if you're in that area. Also, Springfield Road northbound is busy between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. Other than that, are the roads looking okay. And on the trains, Greater Anglia, there was engineering works all day today. No trains whatsoever between Southend Victoria and Shenfield. Replacement buses in operation. And at Shenfield, connected Colchester line services operate to Stratford and London Liverpool Street. Buses also replacing trains between Wickford and Southminster today. Engineering works on C2C as well, on the Basildon line between Barking and Pitsey via Laindon. And also on the Ockenden line between Barking and Upminster. TfL London Overground has an issue between Stratford and Richmond stroke Clapham Junction. Severe delays due to an earlier overhead line problem at Gospel Oak. You can use your tickets on London Underground though. DLR has no service all weekend between Stratford International and Canning Town. Please use Jubilee Line services and local London buses routes instead. Central Line, the Circle Line, has minor delays due to train cancellations currently. And the Piccadilly Line, no service between on part of between South Harrow and Uxbridge. There was a trespass on the track. You know there's been a lot going on because the chinker was run out. I will have another update around 1 hour from now. I'm going to talk racing because I've got a few results to go through, including the big race of the afternoon, the Charlie Hall Chase. That was at 3 o'clock at Wetherby. And I can tell you the winner of that was number 4, A Gentleman's Game, priced at 7-2. Second was number 2, Brave Man's Game, the 10-11 favourite. And the third was number 3, Midnight River, priced at 10-1. Just the 4 runners in that race. Meanwhile, the 3:15 at Ascot. First was number 6, Knickerbocker Glory, priced at 10-1. Second was number 4, Outer Belly, priced at 100-30. And third was number 9, Bad, priced at 8-1. 12 runners in that race. The favourite was number 7, Our Champ, priced at 3-1, who ended up finishing 5th. And finally, for now, I've got a result of the 3:22 at Newmarket. First was number 1, Checkered Challenge, priced at 6-1. Second was number 3, Pride of America, the 7-4 favourites. And third was number 5, Greek Order, priced at 3-1. There were a total of 6 runners in that race. More has been happening in the football, so I'm just going to go through what's been going on. Red cards, a couple of red cards in the Championship, actually. One has come at Ashton Gate, where Bristol City are playing at Sheffield Wednesday, and Wednesday's Barry Bannon has been dismissed. He's currently goalless in that one. And in the match between Swansea and Sunderland, which is also currently goalless, Charlie Patino has been dismissed for Swansea after receiving a second yellow card. The FA Cup, it's now Bradford City 0, Wycombe Wanderers 2. Sam Stubbs of Bradford City, unfortunately for him, put the ball through his own net on 35 minutes. So the visitors winning 2-0 currently at Valley Parade. Goal in the Championship game, a deep day where it's Preston 0, Coventry 1. Harji Wright after 34 minutes for the Sky Blues. Brightling Sea Region 1, Grace Athletic 0, and ESPN North, Jay Thompson for Region after 38 minutes. It's now Manchester City 3, Bournemouth 0. Jeremy Doku with his second and Manchester City's third on 37 minutes at the Etihad. Has been an equaliser for Plymouth against Middlesbrough in the Championship. Ballymumba has scored for Argyle after 35 minutes. FA Cup, Stockport County 2, Worksop Town 1. Kike Wootton with his second after 38 minutes, and Stockport second. Also in the FA Cup, Eastleigh 3, Bournemouth 1. The wonderfully named Ludwig Franchilette has scored Eastleigh's third after 38 minutes. Bristol Rovers have scored 2 goals in quick succession in their tie against non-league Whitby Town. They're now winning 3-1 thanks to goals from Luke Thomas and Javari Brown after 18 and 21 minutes. And Ramsgate, who play in the ESPN South East. They're three tiers below National League Woking, but they've levelled the scores against Woking. It's now one apiece, and it's Tijan Jadama who has equalised for Ramsgate 5, but it's before half-time. Also equalising at MK Dons in their FA Cup tie, Reading. Alex Gilby levelling the scores for MK after 39 minutes. Averley have taken the lead, I understand, against Western Supermare at Parkside, where they're winning 1-0. FA Cup, Bolton 1, Solihull Moors 0. Ricardo Almeida Santos for the Trotters after 39 minutes. Plymouth now 2-1 up against Middlesbrough. Finnazaz has got Argyle second after 38 minutes. And Coventry's lead at Preston didn't last long. The home side have now levelled the scores. Dwayne Holmes has made it 1-1 after 38 minutes there. One more racing result comes from the meeting this afternoon up at Great Lees at Chelmsford City Racecourse. The 3.25 first was number one, Ben Ibrin, priced at 9-2. Second was number nine, Zaltala, priced at 22-1. And third was number three, Havana Smoke, priced at 16-1. 12 round disappointment for number four, Heathcliff, 15-8 favourites, who only managed to finish in eighth place. Right, two more goals have just gone in. Brightling Sea Region 2, Grays Athletic 0. Grays Michael Finneran's got no goal 2 minutes before half-time. And in the FA Cup, Morecambe have equalised at Lincoln. It's now one apiece at Sincil Bank. I'm just going to cram these in before we take a short break. Now for Sporting Anniversaries, where we look at momentous events in the world of sport that have taken place on this day or this week in years gone by. And first off, we go back to 55 years ago this week, the 3rd of November 1968, when English Lotus driver Graham Hill won his second Formula One World Drivers' Championship by taking out the Mexican Grand Prix at Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez. Hill won the title by 12 points from Scotsman Jackie Stewart. And it was 32 years ago this week, on the 2nd of November 1991, that the second Rugby World Cup final took place in London at Twickenham. Australia beat England 12-6 in that final, with Wallabies fly half Michael Linagh landing two penalties and a conversion. 12 years ago this week, on the 2nd of November 2011, Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 100th goal for Real Madrid in only his 105th game for the club in a 2-0 Champions League victory over Lyon. And it was 32 years ago today, on the 4th of November 1991, that Manchester United's Brian Robson brought down the curtain on his long England career when he announced his retirement from international football after 90 appearances and 26 goals for his country. And that's this week's Sporting Anniversaries. In the football, it's now Preston 2, Coventry 1. They've turned it around in that championship game at Deep Down. They won a penalty on 41 minutes, converted by Alan Brown. Bristol Rovers 4, Whitby Town 1. Doesn't look like it's going to be a giant killing down in the West Country in that tie. Anthony Evans with a penalty for Rovers on 40 minutes. Hull have equalised at West Bromwich, now 1-1 at the Hawthorns in the Championship. Louis Coyle on 41. AFC Fylde have taken lead in the FA Cup at Leeds. Sutton United, it's 1-0.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
98 FM.
Before I start going through the football half times, I'm going to talk about some other things because there's a lot of other stuff going on this afternoon, including in India in the Cricket World Cup, where England are attempting to salvage something, at least from what's been a dismal World Cup campaign for them. But it's currently England. They're second in bat. Australia finished 286 all out. England are coming on 174 for 5 from 36.5, and they need 113 runs to win from 13.1 overs with 5 wickets remaining. And Ben Stokes has just been bowled out, I'm sorry to say, after hitting 64 off 90 balls. And in rugby, I have to say once again, congratulations to England women who won the inaugural new women's tournament, the women's WXV one, and they beat New Zealand 33-12 to clinch our title. So that was revenge for their defeat at the hands of New Zealand in last year's World Cup final. A big well done to them. As for this afternoon's rugby, we'll have a full roundup of the local rugby results late on in the show. There is one international taking place this afternoon. It's currently in the second period. Wales are taking on the Barbarians, and it's currently Wales 21, Barbarians 19. There's three English Premiership games. There was one last night as well, incidentally, where it finished Sale 24, Gloucester 10. But this afternoon, it's currently half-time, in a match between Harlequins and Newcastle Falcons, and Harlequins are winning 21-0. Also at half-time is the game between Northampton Saints and Bath, and Northampton are currently winning 17-15. Saracens versus Leicester Tigers, that match is approaching half-time, and it's currently Saracens 14, Leicester Tigers 3. There's a few games today in the United Rugby Championship as well, one of which has already taken place, Zebra 29, Bulls 54, and it's half time in the match between Leinster and Edinburgh, and Leinster winning 21-6. There's a few matches later, Munster versus Dragons and Scarlets versus Cardiff Rugby A start at 5:15. One match tonight, 7:35, Connacht versus Ulster. Couple more racing results. The result from the 3:28 at Ayr, that was won by number 1 Marble Sands, priced at 11-1. Second was number 6 Paris Encore, priced at 15-2, and third was number 8 Trapane Law, priced at 100-30. Eight runners in that race. Number 2 Chasing Fire was the 6-5 favourite, and it ended up finishing fourth. And in the 3:30 at Wetherby, first was number 7 Winter the Lightning, priced at 4-1. Second was number 6 Half a Piece, priced at 12-1. Third was number 1 Albert's Back, priced at 6-1. Total of 9 runners in that race. Number 8 Decorated was the 3-1 favourite, but pulled up. So on to the football half times, because there are loads of them. Let me just go back to the start of those. And it's goalless in the big Isthmian Premier League match, Bridge Avenue, between leaders Hornchurch and second placed Enfield Town. Also goalless is the match in the Isthmian Norfolk Gardeners Close between Basildon United and Redbridge. Also in the Isthmian Norfolk is Walden Tiptree 1, Wroxham 0. These are all half-time scores. And Isthmian North, Brightling Sea Region 2, Rays Athletic 0, Lowestoft Town 2, Heybridge Swifts 0. FA Cup first round proper, as an upset on the cards, Gander Green Lane, League 2, Sutton United 1-0 down against National League AFC Fylde. Also in the FA Cup, it's Ramsgate 1, Woking 1. Isthmian Premier League, half time at Lensham Stadium is hashtag 1, Hastings United 1. FA Cup, goalless half-time in the tie between Alfreton Town and Worthing. Bolton 1, Solihull Moors 0, Doncaster 1, Accrington 0, AFC Wimbledon 2, Cheltenham Town 0, and Scarborough Athletic 1, Forest Green Rovers 0, Chesham 0, Maidstone 1. They're all half-times for the FA Cup. Half-time in the National League South, it's Tunbridge Angels 1, Chelmsford City 1. Excuse me. And in the FA Cup, it's Marine 1, Harrogate Town 2 at the break. Premier League, Turf Moor, it's Burnley 0, Crystal Palace 1. Jeffrey Schlupp scored for the Eagles after 22 minutes to give them a half-time lead. Goalless at the Den, where Adam Barrett, The former Southend United captain, is still the interim manager of Millwall, and as 0-0 in their match against Southampton. In the FA Cup, it's Oxford United 1, Maidenhead 0, Lincoln City 1, Morecambe 1, Manchester City 3, Bournemouth 0, and Sheffield United 0, Wolves 0, their half-times in the Premier League. And in the Championship, it's goalless in a match between Bristol City and Sheffield Wednesday. Half-time in the National League South, Braintree 1, Haverton Waterlooville 0. In the FA Cup, it's Newport 1, Oldham 0. Aldershot Town are having a fantastic time at League 2 Swindon. They're 4-0 up now. Massive upset on the cards there. Bradford City 0, Wickham 2, also in the FA Cup, and it's Shrewsbury 1, Colchester 1 at half time as well. Couple from the Championship, goalless in the match between Huddersfield and Watford, and Stoke and Cardiff. The FA Cup is Hereford 0, Gillingham 1, Eastleigh 3, Bournemouth 1. There's been a red card in the tie between Curzon Ashton and Barnet. Barnet's Collis Stevens has been dismissed. Barnet 1-0 up at half time there. Stockport 2, Worksop 1. There's another half time in the FA Cup. Premier League at the break of Goodison Park. It's Everton 1, Brighton 0. Scottish Premiership. It's goalless at the break between Kilmarnock and Motherwell. Averley 1, Preston Western Supermare 0. It's a half time from Parkside in the National League South. FA Cup, it's Reading 1, MK Dons 1, and Stevenage 1, Tranmere 1. Goalless in the Championship at half time between Swansea and Sunderland. FA Cup, it's Yeovil 2, Gateshead 0. Championship, Birmingham City 1, Ipswich Town 0. Ipswich Town only beaten once in the league this season, only twice in the league in 2023. Wayne Rooney's Birmingham City, they've lost all three of their matches so far under the former England forward, but Birmingham have gone in front this afternoon at St Andrews. So far the only goal of the game has come from Jay Stansfield for Birmingham after 30 minutes, and they have the upper hand at the break. Leighton Orient 1, Carlisle 0 is half-time score from Brisbane Road in the FA Cup. We'll hear from that about hear all about that from Alex in a while. Also in the FA Cup, goalless at half-time between Exeter and Wigan, an all-league one affair. Championship, it's Plymouth 2, Middlesbrough 1. FA Cup, more FA Cup half-times. Port Vale 0, Burton 0, Cambridge United 1, Bracknell Town 0, Curzon Ashton 0, Barnet 1. That's now confirmed as a half-time score. It's been Premier League. We'll hear from Jack about this for a while. It's Billericay Town 1, Bognor Regis Town 0 at half-time. Championship at half-time is Preston 2, Coventry 1, Rotherham 0, Queen's Park Rangers 0, West Brom 1, Hull 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 2-1 up at half-time in their match, the only National League match today at Dorking Wanderers. Half time in the Premier League is Brentford 1, West Ham 2. In the FA Cup, it's 1-1 at the break between Notts County and Crawley Town. Half time, and what a half for Aldershot Town. 4-0 up against their league opponents, Swindon Town. An upset on the cards there at the moment. The time now is 4 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.